Yankees, the Wings.
Was.
Yud Ves Kislev, Monday the 30th of November, Rabbi Shaya Karlinsky. Bad things do happen to good people.
The topic we're dealing with this morning is one of the most difficult topics for us to handle, both on a hashkafic level as well as on an emotional level. Tragedy seems to fly in the face of an almighty, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is a Rachman, who is an Oe, who is a Baal Chesed. And we need to know what our limitations are in understanding it and at least try to get a mahalach in it. But we'll start with source number one to give a little bit of a framework for the fact that there is tragedy in the world. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem says that Inyan ha'avodah shenimser al adam talui b'ma shenivru b'olam inyanei tov v'inyanei ra. Ramchal explains in the beginning of Derech Hashem that for man to acquire the perfection necessary to be mizdabek, to attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam HaEmes, so man's perfection has to be his own. And therefore he has to choose good rather than simply be created good. And for him to choose good, there has to be the choice. And the choice is in Yonei Tov V'ra V'husam Ha'adam Beineyam Livchor Lo Es HaTov. And in order for there to be good and bad, says the good and evil, says the Ramchal, Hutzruchu Matzavim Shonim B'vnei Ha'adam Shekulam Yun Nisoyon Lahem B'meshe Yitnu Mokom L'chol Pratei B'chinos Ha'ra Ha'ela. There has to be many complex situations of both good and evil for man to be able to choose. Because if there isn't both good and evil, then man has no choice. Derech Moshal, Im lo hayu ashirim ve'aniim. We'll take a simple example, relatively simple, where the suffering is not as strong and as painful as some of the other things that we're familiar with in suffering. But from there we'll be able to understand the principle. So if there weren't both wealthy and poor people, says the Ramchal in the world, lo hayu mokom lishiyah adam merachim ve'lo achzari. So a person would not have an opportunity to be a merachim, a merciful person, rather than a cruel person. Because if everybody is rich, then nobody needs anything. And if everybody is poor, then there's nothing I can share with anybody, and there's nobody to share. But now that there are both poor and wealthy people, the wealthy person is tested with his wealth, whether he will be merciful to the poor person or cruel, but for that there have to be poor people. The ani also isn't simply a receptacle for this test, but he himself has his own test. Is he going to appreciate the little that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him and be satisfied with it, or is he going to be jealous and angry? And od yeha osher la osher nisayon lirosim yoram bolibo. There's another test for the osher, and that is the test of arrogance, as well as yimshach bo achrei hevle haolam, whether he's going to be involved in indulgences and wasting time and pursuing things that are meaningless, as opposed to moes behavle haolam ubocher betorah veavoda, or is he going to make the choice to pursue Torah and service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he has other options? The poor person has very little options, and therefore that isn't one of his tests. And then the Ramchal concludes that the Chochma Elyona divided these tests and these situations with his infinite wisdom and beyond our ability to understand. But when we see these distribution of the various tests and the various challenges that a person has, so we'll see the last line of the Ramchal, which leads us into a Torah source. Nimtzu l'fi ha'shoresh hazeh, the last line in the Derech Hashem, Hatzlacho sa'olam hazeh v'tzorosov. the success, the good things, the pleasurable situations, as well as the tzoros that we have, every single situation is truly a test. That each individual person is assigned his unique challenge, and his job is to live in that situation and overcome the test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has distributed to him. Knowing in source number 2, Hatsur Tamim Paulo, Kichol Drachav Mishpat, Kele Emunah Vein Ovel Tzadik V'Yosherhu. We don't always understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshboinus. We have to know though that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of MS, of Tzedek, of Mishpat. And we're going to see later in a couple of the later sources that it's not something we have the capacity to understand in this world. As we'll see in source number 3, who wasn't given access to this information. Amar Rav Yechon Mishum Rav Yossi, Shloshen Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nitan Lo. There were 3 things HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledged or responded to Moshe in his request in a positive way, and there were things that he didn't respond positively, and he cut that information off. Bikesh Lo Dia Darkov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nitan Lo, Shenemer Horinayin Ezrachecha, but Amar Lefon Av Ribono Shel Olam Ipnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'tov Lo, Yesh Tzadik V'ralo, Yesh Rasha V'tovlo, Yesh Rasha V'ralo. And one of the question that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking is much deeper than the question we usually ask. We usually ask Tzadik V'ralo. When we see Tzadik V'tovlo, we're okay with that, because we expect everything to be good. Moshe Rabbeinu's question was a 4-dimensional question. I see no consistency here. There's a tzadik v'ralo, tzadik v'tovlo, rasha v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo. There's no consistency. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu's question, and according to one direction in the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu was not given the answer to that question. Maybe what we'll do is, we'll skip over to see that this question is not a new question. If you go to source number 8, we're going to see 2 sections in Eov. Of course, Eov is the paradigm of suffering, of Yisurim. And Eov was complaining in source number 8. Madu arishoyim yichyu osku gam gavru choyim. I see that the evil people, they're strong, they're successful. Zaram nochan lifneim imam b'tzeatzoyim le'enehem. They have nachas. Bateim sholom ipachad velo shevet eloko aleihem. Their homes are serene, and they don't seem to have any problems. They seem to get a wink, a positive thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is, of course, Eov's complaint, especially when he was visited with all these sorrows. So source number 9 is the answer that's not the answer. But it's the answer that there's no answer for us. Vayan Hashem es Eov min ha-sa'ara vayomar. Mize machshich eitza v'milin b'li das. Who's giving advice when he doesn't understand what's going on? Ezorna kegever chalotzecha ve'eshalcha ve'hodieni. I'm going to ask you a question. Eifo hayita biyosdei aretz? Hagenu yadat avina? Where were you when I created the world? What do you understand about how the world is created? Mi som mimade kiteda o mi nata aleha kav? Where do you come off thinking that you can understand, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, infinite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omniscient HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you think it's so easy for you to understand my plan? And that we have to go in understanding that there's a limit to what we can understand. Having said that, we have to try to understand and know how do we deal with tzaros. And what insights can we get? So let's try to dispel another mistake. And I'm not going to go into the sources about Gamzu Letova, everything is good. But I believe that it is completely misunderstood based on a couple of simple sources that we have. And we have to acknowledge, if we want to be honest with ourselves, as well as empathic with people who are going through tzaros, so we have to see sources number 4 and 5. Source number 4, V'haya Hashem Lemelech Al kol ha'aretz, v'yom ha'hu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. We say it every day and we don't pay attention to what we say. Let's be medayik what we just said. V'yom ha'hu, In that future time, Yiyah Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Asks the Gemara, Otu Aidna Lav Echad? Who? What do you mean? Then he's going to be one. Now he's not one, Chas V'Chalila. Now there's more than one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Lo Ke'olam Hazeh Olam Haba. The Olam Hazeh, this world, the now, is not the same as the then. Ha'olam Hazeh Al-Besuros Tolos Omer Baruch Hatov Ve'ametiv Ve'al-Besuros Ros Omer Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. In this world, there's a bracha for the good, Hatov Ve'ametiv. And there's a separate, different bracha for the bad, Dayan Ha'emes. In this world, we perceive good, and we perceive evil, and we can't deny it. We have to acknowledge it, and we have separate brachos for each situation. In the next world, everything will be good. But in this world, we have to behave, a human being has to behave based on his perceptions of this world. And therefore, we have a separate bracha for the bad, and there is bad. And we have that in source number 5. The Mishnah again, Al-Besoros Tovos Omer Baruch Atov Ve'ametiv, Al-Besoros Ro'os Omer Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. Two separate brachos. The Shulchan Aruch has an interesting combination. When somebody's father dies, and he leaves him a huge inheritance, inherits £1,000,000. So there's two brachos. There's a bracha Dayan Ha'emes on the death, and then another bracha, Tov Ve'Ametiv, on £1,000,000 inheritance. We recognize that there are things that are bad. And when a young child dies, when a person has a painful illness, that is bad. And it's cruel to come into a shiva house when somebody has just suffered a tragedy and start giving them the pilpulim about how it's a tikkun and why this is good and gamzu letova. That is cruelty. And we have to be very careful about that. Source number 6, Chayav Adam Levarech al Hara'a, Kishem Shemevarech al Hatova. What does that mean? What does it mean that Kishem, just as we make a bracha on the Tov, we make a bracha on the bad, Shenemar, we'll see the proof text and then we'll understand what's the Kishem, and what does this mean to be Mevarech? Mevarech al Hara. V'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzarecha, b'yetzer tov v'yetzer hara. We have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our yetzer tov. We know how to do that. We have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our yetzer hara. That's a little trickier. We have to take the things that are physical and physical drives, whether it's kavod or money or lust, and we have to find ways to challenge those things in a positive way, as opposed to repressing them. That's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shnei yitzarecha. We're in the parshios of Yaakov Avinu. That was one of the chidushim of Yaakov Avinu. Avram was miras hachesed. Ahava, which is mitzvos esay. Yitzchak was the gvura, the din, the yira. Those are mitzvos los asay. What was Yaakov mechadesh in the avoda? Yaakov was mechadesh in the avoda divrei harishus. All of the things that you do on a daily basis in the physical world with what we could call your yetzer hara, the pursuit of kavod and money and fame and physical pleasures, we have to find ways to channel that to avodas Hashem. That was a digression. What is b'chol nafshecha? Afilu hu notel es nafshecha. Mesirus nefesh. On a certain level, Mesirus nefesh means to give up your life. That's a one-shot deal and it's over. But what's very difficult? Chol me'odecha, b'chol mamoncha, davar acher b'chol me'odecha, b'chol mida u'mida, shehu modeid lecha, hevi modeid lo. Every measure, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, every situation in which He places you, there's a mode ani lefanecha sheichzarta b'nishmah. You're alive. You have the opportunity to earn eternity. And those difficult situations, kol mida umida, have to be acknowledged and recognized as opportunities to overcome the challenges in which we are put in this world. And one of the illusions is that when everything is great and everything is wonderful and we're healthy, and we have lots of money, and we have lots of nachas. Oh, so sometimes what our tefillah could look like, our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when everything's going good, is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things are great. Just, if you don't intervene, I'll be just fine. And that's a mistake. The idea is first that we have to realize that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, we have to acknowledge that we have it because of Him. But when you do that properly, then you turn around and say, wait a minute. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give this to me? Don't make the mistake of thinking He gave it to you because He likes you better than your neighbor, or you're a better person than your neighbor. We go back to the first Ramchal. He gave it to you because that's your test. And what are you going to do with that money? And what are you going to do with that good health that your friend doesn't have? And what are you going to do with that nachas? And when we think deeply about it, it's a little scary to make sure that we have executed properly and lived up to our potential with those resources 100%. But that's kol mida umida. Shehu modet hevi modalo. The bad, the difficult, as well as the good. What does it mean, kishem shemivarchim? The idea of bracha, when we make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source of the world and the expansion. The word baruch, the letters Bet Reish Chof, the Maral teaches us, all have the root number two. And two is the number of ribui. The number two is the first number that we have more of something. And a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't need a bracha from us the way we think of it. You know, we want a bracha, we think that that's some magic formula that if, you know, we get a bracha from a gadol, everything's going to be good. Bracha means the ability to go beyond our limitations. So when we're mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both for the good and the bad, we're acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source and enabling us to go beyond our limitations. So just like when we have good things, we obviously want to give a bracha because now we have more than we had before. The depth here of mevarech al hara is you also have more than you had before. It looks painful, it looks troublesome, but you have an opportunity that you didn't have before. And that's kishem shemivarchan al hatov. We acknowledge the good things is giving us resources and opportunities to go beyond what we have. Hopefully we realize that those good things were given to us to go beyond, to do more with. Kach mivarchan al hara, when we have difficult situations, it's giving us a challenge. It's giving us the ability to go beyond where we were. And we'll see the next source, and then we'll expand on that idea a little bit. Amar Rava, source number 7. Amar Rava v'itema Rav Chizda, im roe adam sheyisurin voin alav, yefashpesh v'ma'asav. The first thing when a person has difficulty is that he has to examine his deeds. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes destabilizes your situation because you're forgetting about Him, because you're misusing the resources. He's trying to send you a message. Examine, fix, something's wrong. That's the first line of response to difficult situations. However, the Gemara says there's a significant possibility of pishpesh velo matza. He examined and he didn't find. Now we have to understand that correctly. Because ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. Everybody does something wrong. How is it possible? Who's the human being when Yisurin bo'en alav that he can say, I examine my actions, I'm perfect. How could the Gemara even continue with pishpesh v'lo matzah? So I believe the explanation has to be that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Yisurin, He's not just giving you a clap because you get a clap. You know, your child doesn't do their homework, so no dessert. Depriving your child of dessert for not doing homework, there's no connection there. Just, you're making him suffer something because he didn't do something else that he was supposed to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't behave like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's always natural consequences. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always sends the message that you can connect the dots. So pishpesh velo motza means that I cannot identify something that needs a tikkun from with the surim that I've gotten. So a person loses money in a deal which was done properly, or he's robbed. So then, obviously, the pishpesh b'masov is in tzedakah, in business ethics. It's unlikely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you a message that you got robbed because of a laxity in Shmiras Shabbos. There's no connection there. Okay? Again, this is not the forum to try to figure out what it is, but there's got to be a pishpesh velo motz. I examine what went wrong, and that's not connected to the things that I'm doing wrong. So what's that? Then how are you supposed to react? Yitla bebitl Torah. So bitl Torah is a very ambiguous phrase. The simple understanding, of course, is that you're not learning Torah, and that certainly is one of the possibilities. Right? Is that you're not spending the time you should be learning Torah. Bitl Torah could also mean that you're not implementing with your resources what the Torah wants you to do. But the idea here is that after you had a pishpesh velo motzah, you look for a bigger picture issue. But there's a third step. In Tala, but if he did attribute it to his bitl Torah, velo motzah, we're in really, really high level people already. Right, because you didn't find something wrong that's connected to your Yisurim. You didn't find Bittel Torah in your repertoire. And you're still getting Yisurim. Biyadua she Yisurim shel Ahavahem. Shenemar ki es asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach. What does that mean? Yisurim shel Ahavah ki es asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu views this person as a very high level person who can be stretched. And when a person has Yisurim and they overcome them and they respond in the proper way, the person is manifesting the true nobility of the human being. And we have seen that, unfortunately. We have seen it in Eretz Yisrael recently with some of the unbelievable tragedies that have happened and the unbelievable strength and nobility of the people to whom these tragedies were visited upon. And not imaginable to lose a child, a young couple, and to see the nobility of the response of the parents, of the siblings, of the children. So it's clear without any doubt that these are Yisurim Shel Ahava that are elevating and purifying the person, because we understand that we're not in this world for this world. We're in this world for the next world. And it goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Iyov, which again we have right there in source number 9, is that there is a big, big picture here. And we weren't there when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he hasn't shared with us insights into the dynamic, but he has told us this is how it works. Es asher yavo yochiach, the highest level people are given the Yisurim that are the most purifying, most elevating, and we're supposed to look at that and say, as the Ramchal teaches us in the beginning, all of these situations are tests, but sometimes it's a test for the observer. That's also a test. If you're affected or not affected, if you're insulated, if you're not impacted, you have failed the test. There's a concept of nosei ba'olim chavero. How much are we carrying the burden of other people? How much are we really feeling it? As opposed to paying lip service to what we see. So all of these are the ideas of tests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits upon the people in a way that the Ramchal taught us is master plan. It's the Chochma Elyona that decides how to distribute them. Let's see source number 10, just to make sure that we don't make a very common mistake. Person has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he realizes that the outcome is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person already understands, he's aware of the Chazon Ish. Ta'ut, Ta'ut noshenet nit azrcha b'leiv b'nei ha'adam. Chazon Ish in Emunah B'Tochen says there's a very ancient mistake that has taken root in the hearts of people in defining bitachon. The mistaken definition of bitachon, says the Chazon Ish, is that when you're in a situation and the outcome is not clear, a Baal bitachon has to be absolutely confident that it's going to turn out good. And if you doubt the fact that it's going to turn out good, you lack bitachon. The Chazon Ish calls that a ta'ut noshenet. Nit azrecha b'leiv b'nei adam. It's an ancient mistake. Says the Chazon Ish, you have nevuah? How do you know it's going to turn out good? Where's your insurance policy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Eov's stuff didn't turn out good. Lots of things didn't turn out good. And the Chazon Ish takes it for granted that, of course, you can't say, oh, of course it's good. Because if my house burns down without insurance, that's good. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have done it if it's not good. So let's make a bracha. Tov ve'meitiv. Chas v'chalila. It's a tragedy, and you make a bracha, die in ha'emes, if it's a death. So what is bitachon, says the Chazon Ish? The realization that when you're confronted with an unpredictable outcome, you know that the outcome is not governed by statistics, it's not governed by randomness, the outcome is governed by a Kodesh Baruch. That's bitachon. And whatever happens, you know that it was bashert. But now there's a Pasuk source number 10 that Revolbi Zatzal, the Alei Shur, points out that you have to be careful when you use that word bashert, not to make a very fundamental mistake. Says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Iveles Adam Tesalef Darko. The foolishness of a person perverts his path. He gets off track because he did something stupid. Ve'al Hashem Yizaf Libo. And then he gets angry at HaKadosh Baruch. Why did you do this to me? Oh, it must have been bashert. No, no. If you're doing a business deal, and you say, you know what? The lawyer doesn't matter. Everything's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you take the first lawyer that comes up on the internet, or you take the cheapest lawyer you can find, and then the deal goes bad. And you say bashert. No, that wasn't bashert. You behaved irresponsibly. So a person has to know that sometimes your irresponsible behavior can lead to an outcome, and you shouldn't blame it on HaKadosh Baruch. That's a very important thing we have to know when we're trying to decide in Yisurim Boin Alav, is this a Yefash Vesh B'Masov, or did I behave irresponsibly? The last source, which is going to be more of a question than an answer, it's a very famous source, a very controversial source, a source that has been explained in many ways because it seems to not align with the way we have been taught HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates and the way the world operates. It's a very famous Or HaChaim in this coming week's Parsha. We'll read it inside, just so there should be no misunderstanding about exactly what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says. So the Or HaChaim's talking on the Pasuk where the brothers want to sell Yosef. And Reuven talks them out of it, and they're going to throw him into the pit, into the boar. And it says, "Habor reik ein bo mayim." There's no water in the pit. What's in the pit? Nechashim v'akrovim. So, what did they just do? You don't want to kill him, so you throw him into a pit with snakes and scorpions. What's going to happen in a pit with snakes and scorpions? He's going to die. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, "Vayatzileu miyadam." He saved him by throwing him into the pit. Pirush, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, source number 11. Lefisha Adam Bal Bechira Verotzon V'Yocho Laharog Mishalo Nischayev Misa. A free-willed human being has the possibility with his free will of killing somebody who's not Chayev Misa. Mash Enkei Chayos Ros Lo Yivga Ba'adam Yin Lo Yischayev Misa L'Shamay. As opposed to animals. Animals are under the complete hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An animal can never kill somebody if he's not chayev misa. Because the animal has no free will. But a human being, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, could. Doesn't mean that he does. But it's possible. So therefore, hu omro you, Reuven is saying, v'yatzileu miyonam miyad habechiri, we will save him from the hands of the free-willed human being. Ubizeh sosar omro v'nira mayechal osav. They wanted to kill him, to make sure that his dreams don't come true. To show that his dreams were false. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Reuven says to them, if you kill him, If you free-willed human beings kill him, we'll never know whether the dreams were true or not. Because maybe they were supposed to be true, and then with our free will, we somehow or other were able to get the master plan off track. A huge chiddush. But that's what the Aruch HaKadosh says. Ki bechira tivatel hadavar. The power of free will that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given over to the human being might have the capacity. We'll never know, says Reuven. Ein raya in yargu ki sheker diber. We'll never know. So we'll throw him into the pit. If the snakes and scorpions kill him, we know we were right. If they don't, we better rethink. A big chiddush in the Aruch HaKadosh, many people try to explain it in different ways. But that's also part of the issue. In a very, very, almost peripheral way, we have to understand that there is such a thing.
He was saved. So why did they admit?
They were starting to believe me, they had problems afterwards. That's why they went looking for him in Egypt. So the conclusion here is that our situations in life are the test. And Yisurim come because that's the challenge we have. And the capacity for us afterwards to transform ourselves into more elevated human beings, in retrospect, we usually see what it could, as painful as it is now. But again, tragedies and suffering is painful. We have to empathize with the person who's going through it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this is our lot, we have to stand up and ask ourselves, what is my challenge? How do I respond?